Here's the general manager of the Winnipeg Jets, Kevin Cheveldayoff. It's a big week with the Heritage Classic, the alumni game coming up this weekend. Where do you find the balance, Kevin, between the celebration of Winnipeg hockey and the fact that that you guys need a win?
Well, I think for me personally, it's the sights are clearly on the win all the time, on the Jets and the jobs at hand. You try to stay focused, and I think from a team perspective, you enjoy what's going on, but there's no doubt in what your task at hand is. But from a city perspective, it's a fantastic weekend. We had a Moose game last night against Edmonton's affiliate. Play Toronto tonight. We have another Moose game tomorrow. Obviously the alumni with the storied teams of the Oilers coming in and so many great past Winnipeg Jets, players that have played here and enjoyed the city. I think it's just a wonderful celebration for hockey and certainly for the city of Winnipeg.
When could we have you on sometime that there's not a storm swirling around your head? Like it's, if it's not the Byfuglien contract, it's Kane wants to be traded because he didn't wear a sweatsuit on the bus. I mean, give me a break, Chevy. Can't you get this under control so we can talk about the celebration of hockey?
Sometimes it's maybe it's good to have the waters a little choppy.
Hey, everybody seems to be, especially Darren Millard here, because he thinks everybody's going to watch him more tonight by building up this Matthews versus Laine. But where is it for you, and where specifically is Laine? I said earlier in the show that I don't think his comfort zone's anywhere near where you probably would feel if you scored 4 goals in your first game. But, I mean, there's no question that he is where he should be.
Well, he scored, obviously, in his first game. He got a goal and an assist and was a big contributor to our late comeback win against Carolina. And for him, I think he felt really, really good about, that last game. He played 19 minutes with Scheifele and Wheeler. Unfortunately, us losing Brian Little, we lose a little flexibility on how we can, juggle the lines a little bit. We've got, obviously, Laine. We've got Kyle Connor, who's a rookie 19-year-old, who had a great college, year last year. And Nikolai Ehlers is that ripe old age of 20. So, again, we have 3 young players that, you're looking for some stability in the key position at center to help these guys. And right now, Scheifele is the veteran in that regard. And hopefully we'll get Little back here in short order to add some stability to the lineup. But Patrick's been really good as far as working with the coaches. I think the days off days, I mean the game, the days away from the practice days is what I'm trying to say, are real important for him as well. And he's worked quite a bit with the staff there from a video perspective and an on-ice perspective to gain that comfort level as time goes on.
Chevy, I've had guys hold out on me before over contract disputes. You hate it. It's an aggravation. It's hard on your team. It's hard on your fans. It's hard on the GM. It's hard on the player. What's the best way to bring this to a head? The easiest way? I mean, is it not, come on, Trouba, come back and play, sign, and we'll work to move you? Is that conversation happening with Kurt Overhart?
Again, I think now you're asking me to get into the conversations that do or do not transpire. And we've said, and we're going to be consistent from the beginning, that I'm really not going to comment on this situation with regards to where it's at or where it could go. We're going to do what's right for the organization, and rest assured, there's been lots of work on this. So from a team perspective, you focus on what you have at hand here. And again, it's an unfortunate business type of situation that you just deal with.
Okay, but if you keep losing, if you keep struggling,
well, then there's leverage.
Then that's not because your players are saying, let's get something for this guy, or... Does that enter in?
I think if the player's perspective, and just judging by the conversations that went on at the beginning of training camp, I think the players understand these situations. They obviously have at different points in time either witnessed it, seen it, or been a part of it, and they understand the business.
Okay, so let's not speak of Trouba in this specific situation, but let's just talk about your philosophy here, because there's two schools of thought, and Doug has mentioned this over the air the last little while, is that you can't let anybody come in and just dictate when he wants to leave, and what a bad message it would send Winnipeg fans if anybody
or any
wanted
fans
to just get up and leave, especially when we control those rights. And then there's the other school of thought that says there and goes, listen, I don't want anybody to be on my team that doesn't want to be there. Not 1 second longer. So why don't I just go out there? And if you want to leave so badly, if anybody wants to walk into my office and tell me that they don't want to play here and that they don't want to be here, then guess what? I don't want them to be in here any longer either.
But you still have to make the right deal.
I'm going
to
go out there and I'll make the right deal. So where are you on that? You know,
I'll let you guys debate on what's right or, you know, not. You know, obviously, you know, again, there's certainly probably lots of opinions there. But at the end of the day, I'm going to make the decision that I feel is right for the Winnipeg Jets organization.
Goaltender went down last night. Mike Smith had to be helped off the ice. You have three goaltenders and your veteran is in the minors. How are you getting calls on Andre?
Well, I think at this time of the year, there's lots of management calls, but there's lots of mitigating factors that come into play with respect to veteran players that have contracts and you know, the different things. Salary cap is a different world, so I think everyone has to look at things in their own light you know, again, we'll address those situations as it goes. Right now, we're you know, Hellebuck and Hutchison are the ones that we're going to give an opportunity here to push this this young group forward.
How would you rate your goaltending at this early stage of the game, of the season?
Well, we're 1-2, and you know, certainly I don't think a goalie's stole the game for us yet, but I would rate it as a work in progress.
And Pavlik's been great so far in terms of the way he's handled it. A good start on the weekend. Is it out of the, you know, is it out in left field that he could be back up with the club at some point?
You know, again, I think that's premature. But, you know, like any player that's with the, you know, the Moose organization right now, they're part of the Jets organization. And again, there's you need, you know, that stability and depth in an organization to be successful.
Chevy, where did you learn this? Like, seriously, you are the best stick. You were a terrible stick handler.
You
were a terrible stick handler.
You butchered it when you used to play.
I remember him playing. He couldn't stick handle a little bit. Now he's a great stick handler.
He was a first round pick.
I know, but he was a bad stick handler.
School. That's why. You know,
my goodness.
Yeah, you're not dumping and chasing here.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh no, he's been dumping and chasing.
Did they give you cue cards before you came on our show?
What's my Corsi on this?
Oh man, your puck possession's bad.
Oh,
he's Patrick Kane right now.
No.
where should Nick go this weekend? I've given him a couple of tips on
Marlboro Club. That's where Doug McLean told me to go.
Is that still there?
Oh my goodness.
I used to hang out there with Freddie Olsson.
It's gonna be
Phil Housley.
It's gonna be a fun weekend. You're gonna be pulled in all a lot of different directions.
He's on the road.
Are you okay? Like, every time we have you on, I wonder if it's the last time we're going to chat with you.
Yeah, no. You talking to me?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm fine.
Okay. It's a celebration. You guys have, just before we go, the bridging the gap between the different eras of the Winnipeg Jets is something that you guys have really concentrated on here in the last month.
Well, it's, again, I think it's all part of the plan. From an organization standpoint, we wanted to establish, you know, our brand, and obviously the Jets coming back to Winnipeg was a big move. But you, when you have such a, you know, a different type of path coming in, obviously the old Winnipeg Jets franchises aren't necessarily the ones that the statistics and the history books will say are the ones that you know, that they've moved on to you know, to Arizona or the likes. But from a city perspective, that's how we wanted to embrace it. We wanted to bring back the people that you know, again, were big parts of this city and big parts of what hockey was all about in Winnipeg, and it takes time to do it right. And we have the Hall of Fame, you know, luncheon coming on tomorrow. Obviously, the alumni games, And I don't know if there could have been a greater opponent to celebrate this than with the Edmonton Oilers, and certainly with the history that the two franchises had in the past, and what we hope to be a great future against a rivalry with Edmonton and some young franchises hoping to emerge in the future.
And if Kiprios gets a cross check at some point during the course of the weekend, I'm pretty sure I know who it comes from.
Well, I'm a stick handler.
Please, I hope Eddie Olczyk's not going to yell that out again. When we win the cup, we're bringing it back.
It's coming back to Winnipeg.
Yeah, let's hope that's not there. And Dancing, what's his name?
Dancing Gabe will be there.
Dancing Gabe.
Yeah. Thanks for doing this and enjoy the weekend. Chevy. It's going to be a great one.
Thanks for the update on this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for giving us like a ton of
that
information.
Was great that we brought you on for that
great
update
scoops.
On the weekend.
Glad I can help. You guys' ratings are good enough. You don't need me.
Great scoops by Chevy.
Be good,
wow.
Kevin. There he goes.